looking toward deep space in Louisiana. The Sea Ray LSA is ready for takeoff, and Dragonfly introduces the Shadow and the Guardian. This is Aero News for Wednesday, January 15, 2014. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden on Monday visited the agency's Michoud Assembly Facility in New Orleans to see the progress being made on the Space Launch System, or SLS, the most powerful rocket ever built that will take American astronauts into deep space, first to an asteroid beyond the moon and eventually on to Mars. Bolden was joined by Senator David Vitter of Louisiana and toured construction of Michoud's Advanced Welding Facility, the Vertical Assembly Center. There, 27.5-foot diameter cylinders, domes, rings, and other elements will all be brought together to form the fuel tanks and core stage of SLS, which is targeted for its first flight in 2017. When completed in March, the Vertical Assembly Center will be home to one of the largest welding tools of its kind. Bolden also took time during his tour to place a call to the International Space Station Mission Control at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. He congratulated the flight team there, the International Space Station crew, and the Orbital Sciences team in Dulles, Virginia, on the successful installation of Orbital's Cygnus cargo spacecraft to the station on Sunday. For more than 50 years, Michoud has built large-scale space systems for NASA, including stages of the Saturn V moon rockets and external tanks for the space shuttles. Michoud has more than 43 acres of advanced manufacturing space all under one roof. Just in time for Sebring, the FAA has certified the Sea Ray Light Sport Amphibious Airplane Elite version. The Sea Ray Elite, designed and manufactured by Progressive Aerodyne, is equipped with a Rotax 914 turbocharged engine and is equally at home on the ground, in the air, or on the water. This stylish aircraft offers many advanced features such as a large sliding canopy that can remain open while flying. The Sea Ray Elite also has the very latest in-flight GPS and AOA and gear position warning systems, a wide cabin, and much more. Sea Ray amphibious light sport airplanes are manufactured by Progressive Aerodyne, Inc., located in Tavares, Florida. The company first began as a family business in 1992, manufacturing Sea Ray kit airplanes. In November 1992, the first Sea Ray airplane was flown, and Progressive Aerodyne was incorporated in the same year. The company has more than 20 years of history manufacturing Sea Ray kit airplanes, which are still flown all over the world. Progressive Aerodyne is currently in full production of two configurations of Sea Ray amphibious airplanes, the Sea Ray Light Sport and the Sea Ray Light Sport Elite. In addition, the company continues to manufacture its Sea Ray kit airplanes. The Sea Ray Elite will also be on display at the Sebring U.S. Sport Aviation Expo this weekend. It may not be legal to fly them in the U.S. for commercial purposes yet, but that hasn't stopped UAV developer Dragonfly Innovations from introducing two new multi-rotor UAVs. Dragonfly Innovations unveiled the two new multi-rotor helicopters on Monday. They are the Shadow and the Guardian. These quad-rotor aircraft are built to carry high-megapixel cameras and transmit the live video feed back to the operator. Both aircraft share the same frame, with the Guardian sporting more powerful motors and a larger battery, giving it a higher payload capacity. The two helicopters are tools which allow the user to work more efficiently in areas such as industrial inspection, wildlife protection, aerial photography, 3D terrain mapping, agriculture, research, search and rescue, and public safety. The Shadow and Guardian quad-rotor helicopters are designed, manufactured, and hand-assembled in North America by Dragonfly Innovations. They measure 28 inches in diameter and a mere 10 inches in height. For the first time in the 72-year history of the Civil Air Patrol, the organization's chief executive officer, the national commander of CAP, will be selected by the group's board of governors. Previously, commanders were elected by a majority vote of the organization's 52 wing commanders. CAP's new CEO will be appointed by the Board of Governors to a 3-year term, which may be extended. This new selection process became official in October of 2012, when the Board of Governors approved an updated constitution and bylaws incorporating the organization's new governance structure. In addition to the selection process for CAP's CEO and other executives, the governance changes streamlined CAP's decision and policymaking processes, clarified the role and responsibilities of key personnel, and changed the composition of CAP's membership on its Board of Governors. Applications for the position of CEO will be accepted until February 21st. A wrongful death lawsuit against the owner of Miami's Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami Beach has been refiled after it had been withdrawn from federal court. The widow of attorney Lance Valdez has refiled the $100 million lawsuit in Miami-Dade Circuit Court. It claims that real estate developer Jeffrey Sofer, who is married to model Elle McPherson, covered up who was at the controls of a helicopter that went down on Great Guana Cay in the Bahamas in 2012, resulting in the fatal injury of her husband. Sofer and Valdez had been friends. Television station WFOR reports that the suit claims that Sofer and others had sought an insurance settlement of not more than $2 million to be divided between Valdez's widow and her three children. The developer denies any wrongdoing connected with the accident. When Aero News continues, Zodiac Aerospace idles dozens of workers. Fiji Airlines looks to near-term growth. And do you want fries with that?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3200.
ADS-B will be mandatory for most aircraft by 2020 in the United States. But you can benefit from ADS-B today with the Bendix King KT-74 Mode S Transponder. The KT-74 meets the global mandates for ADS-B out when attached to a suitable WASP GPS and is plug-and-play, slide-in replacement for the Bendix King KT-76AC and KT-78A transponders. Aero News continues now for Wednesday, January 15. I'm Glenn Moyer. Zodiac Aerospace has idled dozens of workers at its Bellingham, Washington location due to what is described as a, quote, hole in the production cycle, end quote. The layoffs were announced January 9th and 10th, according to a report appearing in the Bellingham Herald. The company would not disclose the exact number of layoffs. General Manager Derek Newman said between 50 and 100 workers were given notices over those 2 days. The company employs over 500 people manufacturing aircraft interiors. Newman said that the slowdown was not unexpected and that the company had tried to fill the gap with short-term projects, but they didn't materialize. Newman said the message sent to the workforce is that, quote, we are currently going through some lean times, end quote, and that management sees the move as a short-term hiccup, but their long-term outlook remains strong. Zodiac is based in France and employs some 20,000 people worldwide. Fiji Airways announced details from its 5-year strategic plan approved by the airline's board in mid-December of 2013. Developed through input from customers, employers, and stakeholders, the plan includes 3 focus areas: growing the number of aircraft and available seats, increasing operating profits and passenger numbers, and expanding the airline's route network through key airline partnerships. The airline will increase its fleet size by 25%, with new A330-200, B737-800s, and ATR-72-600 aircraft. The additional aircraft will support plans to increase the number of available seats and passengers across all markets by 35 and 39% respectively. In terms of network expansion, Fiji Airways will focus on the deliberate selection of new routes and airline partnerships through detailed scheduling studies and interlining and code-sharing opportunities. Kyle Van Kooten of Clive, Iowa, is the final weekly winner in Lightspeed Aviation's $500 Burger Getaway Sweepstakes. The getaway consisted of a series of weekly drawings for a $500 package That includes gift cards for Avgas, rental car, dining, and lodging. Any eligible customer registering a new Lightspeed Zulu 2 or Sierra ANR headset was automatically entered. Kyle's very first flight on a commercial airliner sparked his passion for flying. 5 years later, he was behind the controls, and last August he earned his private pilot certificate. Kyle, who now flies a Cessna Skyhawk and American Champion Zatavria, is working on his instrument rating as well as single and multi-engine commercial certifications. He is also studying air traffic management with a concentration in professional flight, with the possibility of pursuing a career as a professional pilot. Kyle entered the drawing by simply purchasing a new Zulu 2 headset. He plans to use his getaway prize to take a trip with friends this summer. Well, congratulations, Kyle, and don't forget to ask for the fries that come with that $500 burger. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.